KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain, and at 72 degrees, we look for rain and thunder showers, especially this morning, a high around 72. So far, we picked up 1.86 inches of rainfall over the past 24 hours here outside the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Radar shows some more moderately heavy showers off to our southwest, especially from about Griswold down to Red Oak and then over toward Glenwood and then toward the southwest corner of the state into Nebraska. Topping local news, firefighters and rescue personnel from Atlantic were called to a house fire at 107 East 9th Street at around 3:19 a.m. today. Atlantic Police Officer Spencer Walton and Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Josh McLaren were the first to arrive on the scene. After seeing smoke a couple of blocks away, they reported the home was fully engulfed and that they could not get close enough to determine if anyone was inside due to the intense heat. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese described what the firefighters found upon their arrival.
When we arrived, we had heavy smoke and flame coming out of the east side of the residence where the main entrance is. We were not sure if the residence was around, or a good possibility there were. So we did initial knockdown and an initial search at the same time. Did not find anybody. Came back out and got the fire under control. Went back and did a secondary search. Did not find anybody. And then the police, with the assistance of a relative, were able to locate the person we thought might be there.
The cause of the fire, he said, remains undetermined.
There's no utilities hooked up to it. I don't believe it's continually occupied. I could be wrong on that. We do have the homeowner's name. We wasn't around, so we haven't been able to talk to anybody. So the investigation will continue to see if we can get a hold of the people and see what may have happened during the day there, if anybody was around.
Chief McNeese told KJAN News the blaze apparently started in the northeast corner of the home near the main door or living room area. The house, he said, sustained significant damage and will likely be declared a total loss. Fire crews were on the scene for a little more than 2.5 hours. Atlantic Fire and Rescue was assisted at the scene by Atlantic Police, the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Medevac Ambulance. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an arrest had been made in connection with the August 27th attempted robbery of a bar in Jamaica. 22-year-old Andrew Onan of Guthrie Center was taken into custody Sunday afternoon. Onan faces a felony charge of second-degree robbery following an investigation into the incident at Tojo's Bar and Grill. The Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and Panora Police Department assisted in the arrest. Onan was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on a $10,000 cash-only bond. Red Oak Police Tuesday evening arrested 53-year-old Valerie Zamora of Red Oak. The woman was taken into custody around 7:15 p.m. for public intoxication and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office's 29-year-old Katie Rose Carnes of Red Oak was arrested Saturday afternoon on a drug charge following a traffic stop for a vehicle registration violation. Upon further investigation and search of the vehicle, prescription pills were found. Carnes was arrested for possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance, and she was booked into the Mills County Jail without incident. Bond was set at $1,000. Early Saturday morning, a traffic stop in Mills County on a vehicle with an equipment violation resulted in the arrest of 45-year-old Jason Kabat of La Vista, Nebraska. Kabat, who was a passenger in the vehicle, had an outstanding warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for being a fugitive from justice. He was also found to be in possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. Kabat was arrested on the warrant, possession of controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,300. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 o'clock this morning in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. During their meeting, the board will set public hearings and readings regarding an amendment to Ordinance 31, which is the assessment of wind energy conversion property, to establish rules and regulations on wind conversion property. That'll be followed by discussing and the establishment of rules to conduct a public hearing. Afterward, the county engineer will discuss secondary road department matters, including a new hire for a culvert crew, the Adopt Roadway program, and other business. Also in the news this morning, Griswold Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were paged out to a motorcycle accident at around 11:40 a.m. Tuesday on Highway 6 in rural Pottawatomie County between 480th and 490th Streets. A 70-year-old male was injured but conscious and breathing. There are currently no other details available about that crash. In our funeral announcements, Walter Nolk, age 95, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Walter Nolk will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Charles Richard Rohnfeldt, age 74, of Avoca, died August 26th at his home. Celebration of life services for Charles Rohnfeldt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bernice Waltman, age 94, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Bernice Waltman will be today at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Lorraine Vadane, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lorraine Vadane will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Henderson, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A visitation for Marion Henderson will be on Thursday from 3:30 until 5 at the Heritage House with a remembrance program at 4 p.m. Armstrong Funeral Home of Mount Air has the arrangements. John Jack C. Rasmussen, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Jack Rasmussen will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Franz Peter Cardell, age 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at a Missouri Valley hospital. Funeral services for Franz Cardell will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church, with Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland assisting the family. Ronald Joseph McBride, age 65, of Temple, Texas, and previously of Atlantic, died August 21st. A memorial visitation with family and friends will be held from noon until 2 p.m. Sunday at the City Park in Hancock. A military honor guard will be present at noon on Sunday for a short service with lunch to follow. And if the weather is inclement, activities for Ronald McBride will be held at the Hancock Fire Station. Kathleen Flair, age 70, of Harlan, died August 21st at her brother's home in Atlantic. A visitation for Kathleen Flair will be on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Michelle Schnack, age 66, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Susan Schnack will be held on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Gloria Bonison, age 73, of Kimbleton, died August 29th in Omaha. A private family funeral service will be held for Gloria Bonison. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.